Get Up with Josiah and Herbie. On Hit 96.9.
Yeah, Josiah and Herbie, another show done and dusted.
And you can guarantee you're going to hear all about the coronavirus because that is still happening all around the world. But something that is quite controversial, vegans. Well, here we talk about them and sausages. Didn't think you'd mix the two, but we have this morning.
Yeah, we managed to find a way with both. Plus UFOs, they're back. I saw one last night, guys. I saw one.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. And the callers backed me up. You'll hear that very soon.
And what we're trying to bring back is fanny packs because it's International Fanny Pack Day. I know a lot of people probably celebrating that one today.
Did you do like a, you know how like radio announcers like to do raps? Did you do that or anything?
No, I was a bit more creative. I did a poem.
Yeah, much better. Trust me. Oh, that's right. I was here. I remember you doing that.
We're the elite.
Herbie's one step ahead of the rest. You know, it's the best poem you'll ever hear.
Yeah, guaranteed.
It was actually a great poem.
We had really Seb from Married at First Sight. We played a game with him, which he's probably never going to play anywhere else in his life. It is the Tickle Monster.
It was my favourite probably interview we've ever done.
It was gold. Gold, gold, gold. And what also was gold was finding out where some people in the Golden Valley were born.
Yeah, this was unbelievable. We got an amazing call, which make sure you listen out for that one. All that plus more. Enjoy the podcast, guys, and thank you for downloading.
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
Today, a lot of people are probably very excited like I am because it's a huge day
on the calendar. Yeah, NRL season's kicking
off
tonight.
You've really got to stop bringing that up because no one cares.
Everyone cares. Go the Raiders.
Have you thought about maybe going back to the state it belongs in?
Yeah, it's not that far over the border. I might just go watch it in Moama for the day today.
Bye-bye.
See you, guys.
We can start speaking about that real footy next week. But today is bigger than NRL. It's bigger than anything. It's a huge, huge day across the world because it is International Fanny Pack Day.
You got me excited, Herbs. There's no such thing.
There is a thing. So, you know, the fanny packs, your bum bags that were pretty big in the 80s? Huge in fashion in the 80s.
Hang on. How is there an International Fanny Pack Day? How is that even a thing? Like,
how's it a thing? Glad you asked.
Like, we've got, you know, Christmas, we've got Easter, we've got all these official holidays. We're Labor Day on Monday. What, and a bunch of lawyers or something, or whoever runs the world has sat down and go, guys, we need something for March 12. Let's go Fanny Pack Day.
Exactly. 2007 was the year it was created by a guy named Nick Yates, who was a big fan of fanny packs. He would gift them to every person he knew because he liked a fanny pack and he thought they were convenient, which I believe so.
You've done way too much research into this.
No, I just think they're an accessory item that we should all get around. And to celebrate the Fanny Pack Day today, I've actually written a poem.
Oh, here we go. Of course you have, Herbs. What's your connection to the fanny pack? Why are you so excited?
Like, I love a fanny pack.
Have you got one?
I've got a few.
Of course you do. Great.
I used to wear them walking and everything.
Do you sell things out of them as well?
My housemate wouldn't let me go with him to the shops if I ever wore it. I was locked in the car. Anyway, it is time for the poem. Give me a beat, please, Josiah.
Yes, Herbie, your Royal Highness, on International Fanny Pack Day.
Here we go. Forget Gucci, forget Prada, they've got no clue. If it's style and comfort you want, the fanny pack's for you. Clip it to the front, clip it to the side, a fashion statement we should all wear with pride. Some say it's outdated, that's not the case. When it comes to the good old bum bag, there's a time and a place. For a festival or a night on the town, the fanny pack is the best going round. Enough room for your phone, wallet and keys, and you can wave your hands floor on the dance floor as much as you please. For decades, Aussies have flaunted the loyal fanny pack. It took some time out, but the trend is creeping back. So as we mark the official Fanny Pack Day, don't keep your gorgeous bum bags tucked away. Drag it out and clip it to your waist. That's what I call great taste.
Oh, well done, Herbie. Happy International Fanny Pack Day, everyone.
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
My iPhone's having a laugh at me.
Your iPhone?
My iPhone's having a massive laugh at me and I want to have a fight with it, right?
Has it stopped working?
No, it's not that bad. My iPhone works great. Got an X. Dude, I am due for an upgrade, but, you know, we roll with it. First of all, Snapchat brings up memories every single day of what's happened in the last year or two. Have you got those things?
Yeah, and on Facebook as well,
on this day.
I think sometimes it's a good laugh at yourself. You go, oh, gosh, what was I doing back then? But other times you go, oh, my gosh, thank God I'm not in that decade
anymore. The statuses I did on Facebook 10 years ago, my goodness, how did I not get banned? I hit delete. I'm like, before really? Anyone uncovers those, I will hit delete. Yeah,
I'm going to stalk you hard.
I delete all my memories on Facebook because it just, I don't know, it just looks weird. I look like a weirdo back then as well.
Maybe you just look like you.
Now my iPhone's having a crack at me. I woke up to a notification this morning because obviously I put my phone on do not disturb at night so it doesn't wake me up. So in the morning, I got my text messages, all that come through. Yep. I got one off photos, your camera roll.
Oh, the okay, I've had this before.
I've never had one before, ever.
I've had ones where it's like your month of January or even your year 2020 and it gets a few of the photos, maybe one, the first photo of every month you took.
Right, so today's March 12th, so there's no reason at all that I should have woken up to this morning.
I mean, I didn't get anything, so, and I've got the iPhone.
Right, I've been single for a while now. I wake
Boy,
up to...
Boy, have you.
A lot of the ladies know. I wake up to a notification of the ex, who we ended on absolutely great terms, long distance, very hard, don't try it, kids, saying, you've got a new memory. And it's my ex-girlfriend Mia's name, 2019, and it's a montage of 300 photos of the memories of her and I together. Really, iPhone? You really want to do that to me on a Thursday when I've had barely any sleep?
300 photos, though?
Yeah, I know.
Jeepers creepers.
And I doubt that was all of them as well. I reckon they went and found them. Why is the iPhone... why are they picking her and why are they doing that?
I have no idea. I actually am baffled by this. I have no idea.
Like, it literally said Mia. Like, it knew her name, has her name, dash... 2019, so it was every photo or 300 photos from the year 2019, which isn't even, it's 3 months. Like, if it did it at New Year's Eve.
Yeah, first month, January, a little bit of leeway.
Why on March 12 am I getting a notification of her in every photo we had together? Way to put me in a good mood for the day,
have
iPhone.
Have you been thinking about her or talking about it? Because you know how ads these days, you say something out loud and then all of a sudden on your phone you're getting an ad about it?
Well, you and I have spoken about it before.
Yeah, because you're not over her. No.
But do you reckon that's the iPhone trying? It doesn't listen to me and go, oh, I just heard Herbie mention or ask Josiah about his ex-girlfriend. Let's throw 300 photos at him. What a dog.
Steve Jobs is just having a real laugh at you. Yeah.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
Married at First Sight, it is back Sunday night, 7 p.m. on Channel 9. Our favourite character from the show, or participant, I should say, not a character, is Seb. He's married to Lizzie and he joins us on the phone now. Morning, Seb.
Good morning.
Now, Seb, we love you here in the Goulburn Valley. You are hands down Josiah and I's favourite participant in the experiment, and I think many people's, because you're just a quirky, lovable bloke.
Bit of hide and seek last night.
Seb, Herbie and I have been Snapchatting each other every time you do something a bit quirky. I love you so much. This is my... I've done a little compilation. These are some of my favourite moments of you. Here we go.
Whoa! The beast is coming! I'm so hungry!
Seb, when can you and I have a beer, mate?
Yeah, I'm going to have to get down there soon, I think.
When you got into the experiment, did you forget that cameras are rolling, or is that just you 24/7?
I think that's literally me 24/7. Yeah, which is a bit strange, isn't it? But
do you look back and laugh? Because obviously you're spending 24/7 with Liz, yet the bits we get to see, the 5 minutes on the show, are like the compilation of those little moments that you have. Obviously not all day, every day you're doing like the tickle monster and stuff.
Let's tickle time!
Hey, Seb, you're going to love this so much, mate. We want to play a game with you. It's literally called It's Tickle Time.
It's Tickle Time!
This is probably the worst game you'll ever hear on the radio. Basically, what we're going to do is throw a bunch of celebrities at you, mate, and we need you to say whether you think you'd tickle them or not.
Yeah, okay. All right.
First person off the mark. Tex Walker. Ooh. From the Adelaide Crows.
Yeah, 100%.
It's tickle time!
Are you a Crows fan, mate, or are you a Port boy?
I think I've played against Tex in second tier a few times. I know him, yeah, and I've got friends who...
And now you're tickling.
Were you a full forward, mate? Because you're a tall boy.
Yeah, I was. I was a ruckman. And then I slowly sort of melded into a full forward.
Awesome.
Next tickle, the Queen.
Oof.
I think she needs a bit of a tickle, to be honest.
Yeah, she does.
It's tickle time!
You know, I love this game. I could go all night. What about, here we go, Donald Trump. Would you tickle him?
Oh God. Well, I just want to make him, you know, smile and laugh. He seems to do that same facial expression, doesn't he?
So that's a tickle. That's a tickle. Yeah, he's a tickle.
He's a tickle. I reckon Donald Trump would be really ticklish.
I don't think there'd be anyone game enough to tickle Donald Trump.
No. Sniper to the head.
And looking around at your maths crew, Michelle, we love Michelle.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. No hesitation there. Cheese watch out, Lizzie.
What I love about you, Seb, is I reckon you'd be willing to tickle anyone. That shows the sort of positive bloke you are.
I actually think so.
You know, after these reality shows, a lot of the contestants go around and do the nightclub circuits. You go from town to town, you get paid to show up to nightclubs. Seb, mate, if you come here instead of doing a nightclub tour and just do a tickle tour, that would be the best.
I should explain the premise behind the Tickle Monster. Really.
Okay, yeah, that'd be good.
He gets summoned whenever I'm getting teased. As you might see in the coming sort of moments, I turn. Say for instance, Liz. I turn to Liz and I go, "Hang on, Liz. Like, hold that thought. Did you hear that?" And she looks at me and goes, "What? What?" I'm like, "Hang on. I just got to check by the side of the bed because I swear I heard something." And I crawl out of the bed, pretend to get sucked under the bed, and pop out as a tickle monster. "It's tickle time!" I jump on her and start tickling her. that's my bullying defense mechanism. Oh,
mate, if you don't want, I'm going to steal that. Every time Herbie hears annoys me, I'm just going to drop a tickle time on it.
Just go, Did you hear that?
Is Liz a fan of the tickle monster now?
Oh, it was very traumatic for her at the start, but I think she's going to like him.
Awesome. Mate, well, you're a character. We love watching you on our screens. Best of luck for your journey on Love, Seb, and it is back Sunday night, 7 p.m. on Channel 9.
You guys are great. Cheers.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
Something that is guaranteed to happen all across the world every single day is childbirths.
That's very true.
It is true.
Well, there could be a moment where there isn't anyone that gives birth.
Could be a second.
Although if you look at the, you can Google the amount of births or the population. Yeah. It's like ticking up 10 a second. So, yeah.
Because we're losing people, we're gaining people. It's crazy, but it happens every day. Have you given it much thought? Because it is something you're getting, obviously, you ticked over to 30, that maybe you should be settling down and thinking about kids. Have you thought about the old how you'd handle a childbirth?
Yeah, when do you want one?
Not with you, thanks, Chan.
Why not? They'd be great-looking kids.
No, I'm right.
They got my hair, my face.
Imagine if they got your brain. My Jeepers.
Okay, they can have your brain.
So, for me, I actually, I love kids. You learnt this about me recently when we were at Mount Buller and we're hanging with some kids.
Obsessed with kids, which is very good to see. It makes you maternal, makes you that much more attractive, by the way.
But a lot of people do say to me, oh, it's sort of off-putting as well because I'm young, and then if you meet them, they're like, oh, you want kids straight away.
Nah.
Not the case.
No, it just shows you're a good mother.
Would like them in the future, but one thing I am scared of is childbirth because it doesn't look pretty.
No.
You only hear horror stories. You hear of the pain, the people who didn't get the epidural in enough time, or the people who wanted the natural, then when that's happening, the labour, and they go, no, I want the epidural now, but it's too late.
If you have a baby, can we live stream it on the Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook page, anything like that? Would you let that happen?
I don't know if people would want to see that.
VR. Let's VR it. Put the goggles on, guys. We're going in.
I don't know if we had to pass that one through HR, but, you know, we can always ask the question. But for one lady in Melbourne, she had a bit of an interesting experience this week when she was went into labour. So she felt the contractions speeding up and realised, okay, it's go time. So her and the hubby decided, all right, let's head to the hospital. This was their plan. They knew they had to do this. So they're driving to Epworth Hospital in Melbourne, and they managed to get there. So you think you're in safe arms. You're going, boom, I've made it to hospital.
We're on.
This is where it happens. I'd want to be nowhere else, really, unless I'd planned for the home birth. And for her, she was heading inside, told them contractions are speeding up quite a lot.
Hurry up.
They go to put her in a wheelchair, which you do see in a lot of movies. I haven't seen them in real life, but they put them in the wheelchair, take them to the room. She was placed in the wheelchair, just about to hop on the lift, and then nuts. It started to happen there.
What, the baby's head started popping out?
Started to, well, it wasn't straight away. It's a bit of a process, so obviously you're not very well educated in this situation.
My poor mum was in labour for 17 hours trying to get my head out, so I don't know about this chick. It didn't fly out in 2 seconds, did it?
So a video has been shared now, the security from inside the hospital of her about to hop in the lift, and then she goes into labour, so that all these doctors, luckily they're around.
Wow.
And she gave birth in the foyer right outside the lift.
I tell you what, if you're waiting in reception with a broken arm or something, or you've got a sore throat, or you think you've got coronavirus, and you're just waiting there, and all of a sudden you see a lady pop out a kid, that's a day to remember.
It's nuts. It is bonkers. If you saw that, I don't know if you'd want to have a kid or if you didn't.
I
really don't know. But it does get you thinking about the random, odd, strange, not planned places that you did have a child.
Yeah, I've heard crazy stories like people, like women who didn't even know they were pregnant. And this is
yeah,
like
those
one
ones
of a kind. It's like down in folklore where it pops out in the toilet or...
Yeah, some people don't know.
Some people could give birth in the car or on the way to the hospital.
Exactly, on the side of the road. That's happened a lot. It's crazy. So that's what we want to know this morning. We want to throw it out to you guys. You can get involved at our Hit Facebook page as well. Where did you give birth? We have had a few messages come through at our Hit Facebook page. Jen said the bathroom floor, not intentional.
Whoa.
And Gina has said roadside in Maroopda.
No way.
Roadside. I reckon that's on the way to the hospital. Boom. Can't make it.
Hit Goulburn Valley if you want to get involved and leave a message on our Facebook page. But Christy is in Shepparton. This didn't happen to you. This happened to your mum.
My mum gave birth just out front of the RSL.
Oh.
On Winning Street?
Yeah.
No way.
Was she having a meal and then realised something was happening?
It was her third child, so I think she was a little bit more relaxed.
A little bit.
Yeah, it was a lot faster than the other ones, obviously.
You think so. She, one minute she's having a palmy, putting 20 bucks through the slots, the next minute something's coming out of her.
Yeah.
Was it you?
No, it was my brother.
Your brother. Now, is your brother a life member of the RSL?
No.
Oh, he should be.
You get discounts for life.
We should speak to the team there. They're good sponsors of the show as well. That is a story. How long ago are we talking about, Christine?
He's 19, so.
19. Oh. That's prime RSL
time. How funny for him now when he goes with the boys to have a drink. I know he's not a lifetime member, but just have a beer or have a meal at
social
the RSL.
Social occasion, yeah.
As you walk in, I go, I was born there.
It's especially uncomfortable when he sees my uncle who had to clean the mess out of his car.
Oh.
I tell you what, scrap the life membership. Should have a car park at the RSL for good.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
Now, something I said on my first day, which I didn't really think through in the office, I was very loud about it, I was passionate about it, is that I love a good snag.
This place is a sausage fest.
And so I said that and everyone sort of looked at me, but I wasn't lying because we were having a barbecue on the Friday and I was very excited because I love a good sausage. And a place that's known for them is Bunnings.
It is. And on that morning when we did have our sausage sizzle here at work, I didn't know that you could fit seven in your mouth at once.
This place is a sausage fest. Yeah,
you're a talented girl.
I love a good snag. It's no secret now. And on Facebook, Bunnings got a little bit excited, but then it also got put down. So Bunnings in Rockingham, they put a post up saying, hey guys, on Thursday we're going to have a vegan sausage.
No, that's not going to go down well.
It's going to be a sausage sizzle and it's only vegan sausages. And as they thought, people were excited who are vegans, but then, dare I say, the majority who probably aren't vegans, they hammered down really hard.
Yeah, they don't like change, do they? I don't mind it. I don't mind as long as you don't, it's not vegan only. Give us the options.
That's my thing. And do you know what annoys me more? I reckon anyone can do what they want. They can eat what they want. Just don't sort of push your lifestyle on me.
Yeah,
but more so when it comes to vegans, I get very frustrated when they create their food and it's titled the same as non-vegan food. So I went somewhere and it was eggs and bacon, but it wasn't eggs and bacon because vegans can't have eggs and bacon. Yeah. It was some white thing with a sweet potato pretending to be the yolk and then some weird fake meat as the bacon. You chose to not have eggs and bacon,
don't create it.
And make it eggs and bacon.
I had bacon the other day. It was like crushed chickpeas or something like that.
Yeah.
It's not bacon.
It's not bacon.
Stop. Like, if you want bacon and call it bacon, eat bacon.
Exactly. Now, these vegan sausages, you're not a sausage. You're a vegan log.
So what do you call it? Are you suggesting we describe or name a new sausage?
I think we should do that. But I also thought it could be interesting because times are changing. A lot more people are changing their diet, their lifestyle, and they're jumping on board the old vegan bandwagon. It's not much a bandwagon. It is a lifestyle. And I thought it'd be interesting to put it out to you guys. We've got a poll going at our Instagram, at HitGV, to see if you would be interested in a vegan sausage sizzle. Oh,
see, like I said, I'd definitely try it, but then I'm not going to live by it, as long as they've got the other normal sausages next to it.
Times are changing. Will we see vegan sausage sizzles, only vegan sausage sizzles at Bunnings?
It's changed Bunnings forever. You can vote right now on our story at the HitGV Instagram page.
Polls aren't looking in favour of vegans at the moment.
No,
sir,
no way.
Would you get around a vegan sausage sizzle? 5% yes, 95% of people here in the GV so far have said no.
Well, keep your votes coming. Hit GV on Instagram. Vegans, stick up for yourselves. You're getting spanked at the moment. Get on there and have a vote.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
Herbie, this morning, how was the size of that supermoon last night? Unbelievable.
I'm going to be real honest. Didn't even notice that it was different.
I watched it pop up above the horizon about 9 o'clock, 9:30 last night. It was huge. I tried Snapchatting it to you, but it never looks as good on Snapchat.
Was it just a big moon?
It was it was a super moon, officially.
Woo.
So there's a full moon, then there's a super moon. And it was kind of pinky last night, which is all cool. We all know that people go a bit crazy on a full moon.
Supposedly.
The nursing homes, they run wild on a full moon. Kids, school teachers listening right now, they're nodding along with me. Yes, Josiah, we know what you're talking about. Because full moons, kids, they're mental. Mental.
You're not having me on here.
This morning on my way to work, just before 5 o'clock, I'm driving up the Goulburn Valley freeway, right? Up the highway from Kiala, near the airport there.
Yep.
I look up in the sky, coming from the right, from the Strathbogie Ranges, is a bright light. And I've talked about stuff like this on the show before. This was something different, right? It was flashing. It was way too high. There's no planes, first of all, at that time of morning. It was travelling too fast for a plane. It was flying across the sky straight over to Bendigo.
Yes. Yes, it was, wasn't it?
It was a UFO. I'm dead serious. I saw a UFO.
No, you didn't. You didn't. You saw a satellite. Plane.
It wasn't a plane.
How do you know? Did you go up to the sky and check on it?
Yes, because the aliens told me.
Because those eyeballs of yours are so good.
Okay, it wasn't just like I saw it once, right?
Sometimes
you look in the sky and you see a shooting star and it disappears. Like, whoa, what was that, right? This one, I watched it for like a minute. The whole drive, I watched it come across from the right over to the left. And it wasn't a satellite. It was too low to be a satellite. It was in our atmosphere. But it wasn't an aeroplane because it was too high for that. It was in between. Anyone that saw it or can believe me, 13, 12, 16, back me up. It was flashing white light.
You've been bragging about this before we spoke about it, going, you're going to see the phones light up here, Herbs, because everyone would have seen this UFO.
Trust me, because it was a super moon, it makes sense. That's when they come out. Anyone else that believes me, give me a call, 13, 12, 16.
There's no UFOs up there, pal.
If anyone had anything happen to them over the last 24 hours or last night, something a bit weird, something a bit mysterious.
Yeah, you. Look what's happening to you.
It's a full moon, guys. Maybe you saw something. Maybe you believe me. Maybe something weird happened to you at your house. 13, 12, 16. Herbie, have you never been abducted by aliens?
I just can't take this seriously.
But. Why not? If you saw it, right?
I was looking at the sky and thought, oh, there's another satellite.
Yeah, this is what people like you, you're so oblivious to aliens. That's
no,
the thing.
No, I'm not.
They're real. I saw a UFO, guys. Back me up. 13, 12, 16 is the number. Get involved. I'm going to take your messages, your facts as a support next.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
We've had a message on Instagram. I back you up 100%, mate. People say the reason why we haven't been back to the moon is because UFOs have told us not to.
Exactly. He's got a great point. Thanks for your message, whoever that was.
I can't take
Was that my dad? Shirley's in Katanga. UFOs are real, aren't they?
Oh, I'm just sticking up for you, mate. I've seen plenty of lights out in the sky last night.
Crazy, wasn't it?
Wait, you saw lights?
Absolutely crazy. I swear to God, I reckon something was going on too.
Great. It wasn't a helicopter, it wasn't an aeroplane, it wasn't a satellite, a shooting star.
I've seen all that before a million times, but I've seen this a lot lately, so something is definitely going on.
Shirley, it makes sense. There was a full moon, it was a super moon last night. There's aliens out there.
I'm right behind
you,
mate.
Is your phone all right, or are you getting abducted?
I'm driving, but I just thought I'd ring in because, I mean, I felt the same thing last night. I said that to my hubby.
Well, we appreciate your call. Something's going on here, Herbs. Let's go to Jess. Morning, Jess.
Hi.
What's going on out there? You believe me 100%, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wait, Jess, did you see this UFO last night?
No, I didn't.
Come on, Jess. You're meant to have my back here. Have you seen a UFO before?
Yes, I have.
Thank you.
I was probably in my teens, so like, I don't know, over 10, 15 years ago. I was in the car and I was just looking at the sky and it was light, so like blue sky, and I seen this light just stopped like in the sky and I was just staring at it. I'm like, oh, what is that? You know, it's too early to be a star. And then it just zoomed away with just like a trail behind it and disappeared.
Wow.
Like, what is that? It has to be a UFO, right? Yeah,
Kirby, describe, name one thing that could have been that isn't a UFO. Because helicopters don't do that, planes don't do that. What else could it be?
Anything.
Like
anything.
What?
Anything. Like a satellite. It could be a plane. Why can't it be a plane? Why can't it be a helicopter? Why can't it be any of them?
It was like, it was stopped in the sky. Like, it wasn't moving. It was just there.
Hovering.
See, we've done this before.
Yes, hovering.
Jess, the phones go nuts because they're real. These skeptics like Herbie, they'll never understand, will they?
Nah, you have to see one to believe it.
I'm going
to
be left here when you guys get taken by aliens in the UFOs.
You know what, Jess? Coronavirus is going to sweep the world. I'd gladly get abducted tomorrow.
Yeah, same.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
The fact a day keeps the doctor away is what they say, and everyone's sick at the moment because coronavirus is spreading, so let's get some facts out there so we don't go to the doctor.
We're here to heal.
Yeah,
we're healers.
And I have no idea how a fact will keep the doctor away, but we're going to roll with it anyway. Here's a fun one for you. Bears, as in like the animal.
Yeah, okay.
Everyone's up in arm about, you know, using monkeys or using all different animals for science. In fact, I was last week. I fired up over it. Bears were used to test ejector seats by the US during the Cold War.
No.
Imagine.
No, that's not a fact.
I promise you. Look at that. Read that. So they actually got bears from the wild, stuck them in these chairs, and like, we need to make sure this ejector seat works. We probably shouldn't test that on a human. So they chuck a bear in and strap them on with a little parachute, and off they went.
I can't. I really can't even react to that one.
Can you imagine the vegans and all the animal right people at home? They'd be having a fit.
Not even that. Just any normal human being with a heart.
I know.
Obviously, not you.
No, well, if it happened today, I'd be upset. Do you know what I mean? But the fact it happened then, they didn't know any better.
It was in the past.
Here we go. And because everyone is getting sick from coronavirus, I've got a couple of facts here that'll help you, you know, feel a bit better about yourself. 18th century England, a popular cough medicine, so this might help you, coronavirus, try this one at home, was made from snails boiled in tea. Would you try that?
Well, I've eaten snails before because, and not when I was over in Paris or anything. I just ate them in the backyard when I was a little girl because I liked
food.
No,
you didn't. Do you know how dangerous that is?
Yeah, but I didn't mean to. My brother would say, do it, and I'd do it.
You never got sick?
No, but I've got guts of steel now.
You seriously would.
Maybe that works.
Seriously, though, if you put them in broth and have them for dinner, why not?
I thought
slugs and snails were highly poisonous because the ones you eat in France, they're actually like farmed specifically for eating.
Well, I think they might be, but I was really young.
Fun fact, I've eaten them before. There's a French restaurant in Sydney.
A delicacy one?
Oh, my goodness. It was marinated in garlic, and it tasted like the best chicken I've ever had.
Really?
Try snails today, guys. You won't get coronavirus. here we go. A group of 24 rabbits. They were set loose in Australia.
Oh, I know this one. This is a common fact, actually.
Is it? I've never heard this one.
Yeah, this is common.
24 rabbits grew to a population of 10 billion, which is what we have, in only 67 years. That is fast.
That is nuts. That's why, I'm pretty sure it's Queensland. You're not allowed bunnies as pets.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
they all get
myxomatosis anyway. It kind of reminds me of the coronavirus. Starts with 24 people, ends up with 10 billion. We're all going to die.
It's true. It's spreading, baby.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.